escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. High Hopes, Jackie Baseball Report in moments. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Matt Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you think a MVP should win an MVP? Do you think a DH should win the MVP? 80.6% say no. I just want to, since that was our main thing today, I just want to provide a little bit of context because of
this. Yes.
Yes. 80% says yes. I just want to provide a little bit of context to my, if you're just tuning in, to why I don't think Schwarber or Ohtani should win the MVP, because I'm getting a lot of blowback as to, but don't quite understand. One, everybody's saying, well, Ohtani just won last year. And if you listen, like, I know you don't have to listen to every show, but I did say that Ohtani should not win last year. I did say Lindor should win last year. So this is like not a different thing for me. So everybody's like, well, then you think Lindor should have won? Yes, I think Lindor should have won.
Because you had money on Lindor.
But also because of, yes, I did have money on Lindor.
It's amazing how many members of this show had money on Lindor to do something well at some point.
Look. I had money on Lindor because I thought he should win it, and there was a little momentum going.
Never in. Thought sports talk would be infiltrated by the sports betting stuff. And how do you just feel about
that?
I stuff?
Thought he should win, and then then like those are all tied in together. So yes, Ohtani already won, but I don't think he should have. And yes, I think Lindor should have. I think somebody that wins MVP should hit and play the field. I think that that not even if you're good at the field, if you take a position of playing the field, it opens up DH. It provides more value to the organization. However, I do think that Kyle Schwarber's year has been amazing. I love him as a Philly. I don't want him to be on a different team. I just want to be clear of all of those things that I don't want Ohtani to win over. I was part of me
but
wanted
if it comes to, down to it's clear that it should be Schwarber and Ohtani. Are you getting behind Schwarber to take down Ohtani?
Yes, I would rather Schwarber win than Ohtani win it.
And because Pete Crow Armstrong is nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I think Pete Crow Armstrong should win it over
Stott
both of them.
Stott has a higher OBP.
I don't care. But Pete Crow Armstrong has hit, what,
he's
25 home
he's
runs?
27 home runs.
Yeah. And plays elite center field. Now,
yeah.
Stott's a good fielder, too.
Yeah.
So, yes, if it comes down to one of those two, I'd rather Schwarber win, because I think the thing that's unfair with Ohtani is Ohtani gets credit for still being a starting pitcher. I think people like have that locked in their minds. When you look at production this year, Ohtani and Schwarber are neck and neck.
And he's the most popular player arguably in baseball.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we would need it. If it comes down to it, you can count on my support for Schwarber, but if you're asking me what I think should happen,
yeah.
I don't think it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, listen, you've had that stance and that's fine.
Yeah.
My only thing is that isn't what the MVP, like I know many DHs don't win it.
Yep.
But one has already.
Yep.
Pitchers have even won it. Pitchers have even won it.
Yep.
Even a closer has won it.
Yep.
So the fact that those guys, because they had outstanding seasons, they were more of an outlier.
Yes.
Right? You're an outlier. which is an awful lot, like a running back being able to win the MVP, you have to have a 2,000-plus yard rushing or
especially
something like
now.
That nowadays, because they're usually going to give it to a quarterback.
Yep.
So I get that. I'm just saying I'm projecting this guy to go on and continue. He's going to push 60, and if we win this division, I think he has every right to the MVP as anybody else does. Because to me, Zach does his thing. He and Christopher Sanchez do their thing from a pitching standpoint. But from an everyday player, even though he doesn't play out in the field, it's clear that Kyle Schwarber drives this offense. He's the most important player in this lineup.
One quick thing on Schwarber before we get to
I didn't think I would have said that.
Yes.
Two years ago, I probably would not have said
when he's
that.
When he's hitting .190.
Yeah.
Yeah. And credit to him, by the way, for just his body's in better condition than it was a couple years ago. He's become a better hitter than he was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. One final thing on him is they're going to have to, I believe, find a way to get him behind Bryce again. Whether it means Bryce hitting second or Schwarber hitting fourth, I just like them. This is all fun and games with Bryce hitting this way now. We get to the playoffs, Bryce Harper's not going to see any pitches.
Yeah.
If he has Nick Castellanos, JT Realmuto, or Alec Bohm behind him, no disrespect to any of those guys, there's no reason to pitch to a guy who has a 1,000 career OPS in the playoffs when that guy is right behind him. And I have confidence that Bryce will take those walks and they will be valuable,
sure,
but not as valuable as if they have to pitch to him.
But what is, because I actually had that, the Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
It's all okay. Good. It's all good. Like, I guess which is more important for them, getting Schwarber with all the power with Harper behind him, or Harper kind of being the same kind of guy but with Schwarber behind him, like which leads to more team success? Because I agree with you, but yeah. I also think you're getting a nuts Schwarber season because he also does have protection with Bryce behind him.
Yeah, I just,
and does that go down? If I don't think it'll go down drastically, but I don't know if he gets the same kind of pitches being behind Bryce.
Yeah, I just think Bryce as a hitter is too important to not have swing in the bat. And like we've had this protection thing for a couple. And by the way, part of it is Bryce's fault, the protection thing, because he doesn't want to hit second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if
yeah.
he would just hit second and Schwarber would hit third, the problem would be solved. Mm-hmm. So like, this is not poor Bryce or anything, but I guess I just don't want, I for some reason, I feel like Schwarber could still be effective that way. I think they'll challenge him in a way that, because he's not as good a hitter as Bryce is. Like, overall, he's just
not the hitter that
Bryce is.
Yeah.
So, all right. You want to do high hopes?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
By the way, four relievers have won an MVP, which is ridiculous. A starting pitcher should never win an MVP anyway, but relievers?
Yeah.
So what relievers have won MVP?
So Jim Constantine, 1950 Whiz Kids, who could forget, should be on the Wall of Fame. Raleigh Fingers won it in 1981. Now he did a 1.04 ERA. He saved 28 games. Can we grow up? And
1.04 is wild.
It's 28 games.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Willie Hernandez won it on the 84 Tigers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Dennis Eckersley in 92.
There you go. Four relievers.
Now, by the way, I don't think a pitcher I don't think any pitcher will ever win MVP again based on how they use pitchers. The fact that there are fewer closers than there were, I would think, just because it's not, you know, people mix and match the way that they didn't used to. And the fact that pitchers only go 5-6 innings, that, by the way, that point we had, and Wheeler has probably lost the Cy Young at this point anyway.
But still second in the odds.
He's thrown the same number of innings as Skeens.
Wheeler has?
Yeah, same number of innings.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so like the fact that the starting pitchers only go 5-6 innings, I think just makes it even more difficult for them
How's
to win.
How's that possible?
Wheeler's
missed some starts.
Wheeler missed one and a half starts when he had the birth of his
child. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But you look at Wheeler throws a lot of pitches. So what ends up happening is Wheeler throws 6 innings, strikes out 10, but he throws 105 pitches. You look at Wheeler, we've had a couple of complete games. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like 6 innings. And
I thought he had more like 7 and 8 innings, no?
Last I looked, they were both at 133
innings. Okay, no, you're probably right.
They're like, Wheeler's at 139, Skeens at 138.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so
which is still surprising because it's almost like I never see schemes go past five innings.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know how it is, but I was shocked because I was trying to make my Wheeler can still get it, and
yeah.
I was like, well, I'll just go to innings pitched. I was like, shoot,
I know,
you know, Skeens is at 1.84 or something his ERA, so
right. He's probably gonna win it.
Yep.
He's
good. We need two blowups.
Come on,
yep.
Well, listen,
we'll get us Chris Sanchez.
Well,
at
yeah,
plus 1500 now.
That bet I did not
cash
out.
That's right.
Yeah,
that
one is still
got it.
That bet is still in.
What'd you get it at? It had to be plus 3,000.
I got him at 2,200 first.
Okay.
Then I doubled down at 1,500 a couple starts later.
Yep.
He said, I'm doubling down.
There you go.
So I have three thoughts on Jhoan Duran. Because I wasn't able to talk about him yesterday. Yeah, I know. So the first one is this. Watching him the first couple times he came into a ball game. He reminds me a lot of watching Saquon the first time he started playing for the Eagles.
You're like, whoa, like, what is this?
It's so not what we're used to seeing. Like, the Eagles have had good backs. You know, Miles Sanders was a good back. I'm talking about like the last.
Miles Sanders.
But but he had like a good year. He's fine.
How about Shady or?
I'm just talking the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
I know Shady, but not disrespecting Shady.
You said Eagles had good backs.
I know. I'm talking the last.
Miles Sanders.
But we went through a little bit of a down period after Shady.
All right.
And then the second you saw Saquon, you're like, wow, that's different.
That's different.
Yeah, that's how it feels watching Durant. Like, we've had other closers. We've had, not even going back to Lidge, whatever. Like, when you look around baseball, it's like, you could talk yourself into this guy. Holy cow. Then you see Durant, and it's like, that's not how this is supposed to be.
He's throwing 103
miles
an hour.
For me, he's the best. I didn't get to see. I wasn't here. I was in Atlanta when Billy Wagner was here.
Okay.
So I didn't get to watch Billy Wagner every night. This dude is the best I've seen.
On the Phillies? For sure.
Yes. Like, this dude's the best I've seen pitching for the Phillies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's not even close. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Second thing. I know last night was fun. You're kind of rooting for closer games.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
Yes. I tweeted that last night. Everybody got mad at me when it was 7-3.
I was with you.
I was like, everybody in the stadium is hoping, like, hey, could you make it 7-4?
Yeah.
You know, just so there's a save opportunity here.
Like, has he gotten to the point where people are buying tickets with a chance to go see him?
Yes.
I would imagine,
I would imagine.
Office closer is pretty crazy.
I bet secondary market ticket prices for the Phillies have gone up since Duran got here, since everybody watched that on TV. Because I think it becomes more interesting to casual fans. You know, I mentioned Val, you weren't here, Jack. Val saw the closer intro. She hasn't watched the Phillies game probably in 7 or 8 years. She saw the closer intro from across the house, and she was like, what's that?
Well, that's because your TV's so big.
Yes, well, that is part of why she was able to see it.
Can you imagine what that light show looked like on that TV?
Buddy. You probably had to watch with infrared goggles on.
3D glasses on, yes.
Yeah, she had her night vision on.
Night vision.
She had her night vision on, yeah.
And then if we were doing, I know we're doing Mount Rushmore week.
Yeah.
If we're doing top 11 week,
yeah.
Would Duran already be on it?
Yes.
And would Chris Sanchez be on it?
Yes.
Top 11
in
Phillies?
Yeah.
Just Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philadelphia.
They'd both be on it.
After 2 days?
Yeah. Well, Sanchez would definitely be on it.
Well, Sanchez,
Yeah.
Duran?
Yeah.
Yes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it Duran or Duran?
It's Duran.
It's Duran.
Why do you keep saying Duran?
Because I got an accent.
But you realize
it's Duran. Put an S on the end.
This throws me off completely.
I know, it's Duran.
Put an S on the end. Just like Philly.
Sometimes when you guys say it fast, and then it comes out.
It's Duran. Okay.
It's Duran. Yeah.
Well, Saquon was on spikes before
he saw it. He saw it early.
He was.
We're all about projection here.
Yep.
We're all about projection.
I'm all about integrity.
Yeah, because you have a coherent moral code.
Yes, he has a coherent moral code as well. Yep.
I need Harrison Bader to watch Whatever It Takes, dude, in the middle of a rain delay, because he looks like a 93 Phil.
He does.
Like
he's strong.
Are they still playing that in the rain delays?
So if they go on long enough, they eventually get to Whatever It Takes, dude. Like, I haven't sat through a rain delay in a while, you know.
Well, we had a four-hour one last week.
Yes. Murph's well aware.
Yeah.
Murph is well aware. It's usually like signing Harper. They'll play Sonny Harper.
Yeah,
and Philly's clubhouse is in there. But if it goes on long enough, you sometimes still get a Whatever It Takes, dude.
Yeah, the one thing I don't want to watch is Matt Strom opening baseball cards.
Yeah, we're out on that. We're out.
No offense, Matt. Like,
is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he's a big baseball card guy. Yeah, no problem with it. I just like that is. Yeah, it's not on my list.
I know it's not. It's not. But Bader last night. First home run, good moment. Was kind of wasn't a bummer that Schwarber hit a home run, but it was turning into the Bader game, where it was like, there it is. Guess what? Out of the lineup tonight against Dean Kremer.
Yeah, you know who's in? Our guy.
Kepler.
Max Kepler.
Yep. They are just...
What are they doing?
It's insulting.
I don't know.
It's insulting.
Like
you know what? Because it's behind the scenes. He's making a stink behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, sure he is. Yeah,
Kepler
well,
wants
won.
To play. Yeah, yeah,
squeaky
that's
wheel
what it
disagrees,
is.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And they're saying, like, all right, we'll give you until the 15th or whatever. And then if you still suck.
Oh, you still think that's going to happen?
I still think it's the 15th.
Okay.
But, like, right now, what gives them a better chance to win is Bader in center and Marsh in left.
Yeah. I just want to see Bader play more.
Well, and Crawford's a good fielder.
And he's 3-for-6 against Kremer at the home run, so it's not like there's not numbers for it.
So he's 3-for-6 against the pitcher, now he's not playing.
And he's still not playing.
Yeah. Welcome to Philadelphia.
It's your manager.
He's fine.
Crawford's a good fielder?
Crawford's a good left fielder.
Okay.
So Rob Thompson on the pregame show on Friday, I think, maybe, he said that we want Crawford to, because they sent Rojas down, and he said that Crawford still has to learn the position of center field. How's that make you feel, sports fans?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, it's just like he was drafted as a center fielder, you know, like let him play center field.
Yeah,
and also
it's the outfield. We can throw him. Brent Marsh didn't know how to play center field. We put him in there all the time. You know, the
it's cool. This dude is never making it up to the majors.
He'll be here soon.
For us,
he'll be here soon.
Soon as in 2026.
I was going to say, if he's the only way I could talk myself into Kepler is he is a good fielder.
Yeah.
So, if Crawford was a bad fielder, I would say, all right, we're putting Otto Kemp in out there. He's a bad fielder. Putting Weston Wilson out there, he's a bad fielder. If Castellanos already out there, he's a bad fielder. Okay, I guess I could understand keeping Kepler around because he can field the position. He's not better than Bader, but if Crawford can field the position, I'm fine.
But also, Marsh is a great defensive left fielder. Like him and Kepler are about the same. So you can just play Marsh.
I would say so.
Just play Marsh.
Yep.
It's not this hard.
$10 million.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. We ain't going to sit up and act like we don't get Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean from Seasons, man. You know what I mean?
What if I... Like I tell you, imagine if I said that.
My eyes. You know? I might have to buy a 100-inch TV this year, man, you know, in high definition, more color than, you know, tell the difference now that they both playing safety.
That's true, yeah. Now that Cooper's back there,
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
You got similar numbers, man. 32, 33.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is.
They got similar. I'm sorry. I mean, they got similar numbers.
They look alike, yes.
Well, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, they look like brothers. They do. Just like, you got, come on, man. You know, you're only saying that because, you know, you match the color.
Yes.
Well, you're flying a little close to the sun here. Okay, I'll let you have it, Chuck. Whatever. Okay.
Hey, listen. I'm just saying, man, you know. But listen, I really called today because this is, you know, I heard you yesterday. I couldn't get a chance to call, right, about the Mount Rushmore yesterday. This is ridiculous, right?
The Sixers Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And just for anyone who didn't listen, I just want to tell them, voted fan and staff, and it was its last 50 years, it was Allen Iverson, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Joel Embiid.
That last one is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's moronic. It has no merit, you know, to have him as
But the people voted him on, Chuck.
These people is insane.
Well, he deserves to be there more than Charles.
Charles Barkley should be on there, and that's
he is on there.
Moses Malone.
Okay. Well, then Moses should be in there over Charles, not over Embiid.
Embiid. Listen. Embiid.
What did Charles do when he was here?
It's more a spike. I'm telling you, it's just more of an indictment. The 76ers don't have great players to come into this franchise. That many great players come to this franchise if Embiid is on it. It's not Embiid being a great player and should be on it. He done nothing to be a Mount Rushmore player.
Well,
man.
What did Charles Barkley do as a Sixer?
Charles Barkley, as a rookie, first of all, he was an all-second-team player as a rookie. Okay?
Okay.
He averaged 25 points and 16, about 15 rebounds, I believe, 15.4 rebounds, I believe, as a rookie in the playoffs.
Okay.
And then this guy, they never put no help around him. Joel Embiid has had more help than Charles Barkley has ever had as a 76er, and you know that, man. You know that.
All of the players that have been around Embiid have been Ben Simmons is a loser, James Harden is a loser, Jimmy Butler was here for 25 games. What are we talking about here?
They revamped this team 5 different times.
Joel Embiid has been and I love Charles Barkley. They played for the franchise for the same number of years, and Joel Embiid won an MVP, was runner-up for MVP twice, none of them won anything in the playoffs, neither Charles nor Embiid. By the way, if Charles was better, maybe they would have won something, but Charles is a great player, but he doesn't deserve it over Embiid. Embiid has carried the franchise for almost a decade.
Well, at least Charles Barkley was smart enough to request a trade when he knew they didn't put no team around him. If Embiid don't think they put a team around him, then request a trade. Do us all a favor and get out of town. How about that, Spike? Can I at least say that Charles Barkley's a smarter player than Joel Embiid?
A smarter player. Charles Barkley launched threes all the time. He shot 20% from three. I don't know.
Man, Charles Barkley is a way better. But listen, we're not going to go back. One's the top 50 player ever, and the other one is a guy that can't stay on the basketball court.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That shit was dead. Listen, the days of Embiid, I'm not going to get too heavy in Embiid. He's not a Mount Rushmore player in my eyes. The days of him is over. I'm looking forward to DJ. I'm looking forward to Maxey. And McLean. That's it.
What about your Phillies Mount Rushmore on the way out?
Yeah.
Well, my Phillies Mount Rushmore, listen, I'm going to say Duran, Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, and J-Roll. That's it.
Yeah, that's Durant, it?
Did you see that entrance, man?
You want Duran on the Phillies Mount Rushmore?
Good take.
Yeah, Duran. I'm putting Duran on there right now because he ain't never seen nobody with an entrance like that, man. That's going to turn the whole season around. Now Schwarber hitting bombs up.
Shouldn't we put whoever designed the entrance on the Mount Rushmore then? It's some digital person in Minnesota.
Like, this guy is amazing.
He's great.
He
can't be on the Mount Rushmore.
He's on the Mount Rushmore in 3 days.
Yeah.
103. I think 103. That thing was smoking, man. It's off the cameraman couldn't even catch it. I'm putting him on the Mount Rushmore right now.
Who cares that Lidge didn't know 848 for 48?
Already forgot about him, yeah.
Lidge is thinking of the past. This guy, we got Durant in the house, and I tell you, that's going to be the best show on TV. When he comes out, I just want to get to the ninth inning. I don't want to see the whole game no more. I just want to get to the ninth inning without staying up by 1 or 2 points so he could come in and do his thing. That guy is amazing, man. I tell you, that's all they needed to do. That's all they needed.
Yep.
All right.
Love all the points the Phillies are scoring. Where they scored 13 points last night?
13.
Yeah, they didn't need to brace his arm yesterday. That's why I wanted to be more of a closer game, because I wanted to see the lights go off and then the Undertaker just going, doom. That was amazing. I wish I would have been in the building. Make me want to buy some tickets now to go to the game, I tell you. But Durant is definitely going to be on my mount. He's on the Mount Rushmore. I'm dead serious.
All right, Chuck.
All right,
Chuck.
There you go.
I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
All right, thank you, Chuck. Well, there you go. Chuck with the take of the day, putting Joan Duran on the Phillies Mount Rushmore.
I'll expect
with,
that.
With Zach Wheeler, Bryce Harper, and Jimmy Rollins.
I'm trying to get him. The top 11 I argued against, he went Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yep. No Schmidt, no Carl.
No, never heard of him.
Yep.
So Rob Thompson's talking, and he said he's stuck with Max Kepler in the lineup over Harrison Bader because he promised his guys that he'd platoon for the first 6 days after the deadline.
He'll
communicate a new plan.
Can
after
I tell
the
you,
Orioles
this
series.
First 6 days thing is psychotic.
It really is.
The Phillies, I can understand them pandering to Bryce. I can understand them pandering to Schwarber. I can understand them pandering to Zach. We don't need to pander to Max Kepler. He is hitting 200.
Yeah.
He wasn't even good before he got here.
I know.
They took a shot. They're wrong.
Yeah. We're ready to move on.
Dude. Unbelievable. And he's going to hit a home run against us in the playoffs. I know it.
For what team? Where's he signing?
I have no idea, but you know what's going to happen.
We said the same thing for Merrifield last year.
Anyway. Yes, yeah, it's true. And now he's retired.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Mount Rushmore Week, Ike debuts his Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms.
Like it.
And we find out if Jack is ready for tennis tomorrow. Fritz to Camera 3 is tomorrow. Fritz to Camera 3, yes, at FDR Park, 11:30. We'll get into that as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.